Night Shyamalan definitely is that director that as soon as they announce a project, I'm all on it. I'm going to see what this project's going to be. And this new project that they have called Trap is no different, my friends. So M. Night Shyamalan, who of course has had some pretty big movies throughout the years, from The Sixth Sense to Signs, Unbreakable, The Last Airbender, who want to talk about that one, but recently Knock at the Cabin, which was one of my favorite movies of that year. So when I heard that they had a new movie on the way with Josh Hartnett, I was like, yes, I will be seated and I will be watching. So before we get into it, what we got shown at CinemaCon, well, I didn't get shown because I wasn't there, but what people have seen, I want to let you know that we are so close to that 30K, less than 2,000 to go. So all you have to do is hit that subscribe button, hit that notification bell. As soon as we hit the 29,000 subscriber mark, we will have a giveaway. Don't miss out on that. But we are also funding our own short horror. So go check it out on Seed and Spark down below. Really would appreciate any help sharing. All of that goes a long way. But let's get right into Trap and what we saw from this film. CinemaCon well underway. Warner Brothers had their whole presentation. There are some other movies on there as well, which we'll talk about. We already did a breakdown on Joker for Léa Dieu, the trailer that we got, and things that you might have missed in the trailer, so go check that out. But let's get right into this new trailer footage that we saw from Shyamalan. So Trap will be the first new project from Shyamalan with this new first look deal that they have done with Warner Brothers, and we didn't know anything. We had heard about this, and he did say that it was a psychological thriller set at a concert. It's a unique spin on a familiar story. So we learned that Josh Hartnett would be starring in this, and we also heard that Josh Hartnett described it to IndieWire as very bizarre, very dark, and it's wild. They actually wrapped principal photography in December, and they brought Shyamalan to talk about it. So once there, we saw that they were actually talking about how this film was going to be taking place at a concert, and that it was going to be a whole thing where they're trapped at the concert. M. Night started off by talking about how his eldest child, Ishana, is a musician, and the value of immersive experiences of concerts. And he thought about adding those things together for the idea of Trap. He says, what if we did something together? You could take music, that experience, and add a thriller to it. And so what we have now here is what this movie is. And let's get into the footage and the thoughts about it. So pretty much what happens is you have these characters, and the logline says they realize they're at the center of a dark and sinister event. So right off the bat, I was expecting something more like a whole thing with maybe a ghost or a demon or something like that, right? Like, or some cult of sorts, right? That's exactly what I was thinking was going to happen. So what we see here is that there is a concert happening, and the concert is by this singer named Lady Raven. And what we see is that Josh Hartnett character is there in attendance with his daughter and pretty much just doing dad stuff, it says. Everything seems happy and it's normal and like everything's good, right? You go to a concert, you're excited, you're ready to see your favorite artist, and everybody's happy. There's a lot of adrenaline running. It's just an exciting moment as you're waiting for those lights to dim and that artist to pop up. But then things start to take a turn. You see the character of Hartnett get out of his seat, and then he sees that there's police cars, there's camera people all over. Something seems to be happening. There's chatter going on. And he's pretty much like, hey, what's going on? He asks somebody, like, what's all this like for? They say that there is a mysterious figure known as the Butcher that is the target. So basically like the serial killer of sorts. And for some reason, they had a tip that the person would be at the concert, the Butcher, and they've set up this trap. So the police have set up this trap in order to get the Butcher here. And then they apparently cut to some horrific imagery, and that includes Hartnett looking at his phone and seeing a video of someone trapped in a basement. And then the biggest twist of them all comes, and I'll tell you this right now, I don't know if this is the big twist of the movie or if this is something that might not be shown to everybody because they want to keep all of this under wrap. So if you don't want spoilers for this movie and want to go in not knowing much, I would definitely recommend, maybe you don't watch the rest of this video, but really appreciate you coming on down. But pretty much what happens here, so spoilers ahead for the possibility of what the twist in this movie is, because like I said, they might have shown it at CinemaCon, but they might not show it elsewhere, is the fact that we see that Hartnett's character themselves are the butcher, and the video is of the own hostage that they have right now. And we see the footage end with them doing a sinister smile, and that's pretty much it. So the movie is slated to come out August 9th, 2024, and I'm all here for it, honestly. Like, I'm super excited to see what this movie is going to be. Like I said before, I'm not entirely sure what the whole thing here is, because would they really reveal a whole twist like this months in advance, especially for a film that is like known to have twists, right? Because it's M. Night. There's going to be something in there that we don't know of just yet. But as soon as the movie starts and it progresses, we're going to find out, but not in a trailer, not in a teaser, and especially not at a big event like CinemaCon. So I think there's something more sinister here that we don't know of yet. And I think that that will be revealed until the movie comes out. So very excited about this one. Like I said, I'm excited to see if they try to release any footage anytime soon. I would expect a trailer to be dropping sometime in the next couple of weeks, if not probably till Furiosa comes out. So probably till May we might see something for this. But nonetheless, I'm very excited to see what M. Night has cooking up for us. This is one of those movies that I've just been having on my radar for a bit, and I've been waiting to see what they were going to do with it. So let me know what you think about the footage description. What do you think about that twist? Is this the only twist? The more I think about it, I don't think so. I think this is minor in comparison to what this movie's about to pull off, but we'll see. Anyways, as always, that's going to do it for me. Like I've said before, if you haven't already subscribed to the channel, hit that subscribe button, hit that notification bell. We're on the road to 30K subscribers. That's in 2,000 to go. Check out our Joker for Leah Dude trailer breakdown as well. We got some breakdowns coming for all of the footage and trailers at CinemaCon, so don't miss out on any of those. And as always, I'll see you next time. Stay safe, stay positive.